8:21, it's Bob, and boy, we're going to talk some golf today. Neil, who's on the phone?
From our Minnesota Military Family Foundation golf tournament in Edinburgh, it is Tom Hoker. Tom.
In Edinburgh, like in
yes.
England?
Yes.
Or Scotland?
Yeah, right.
That's
yeah,
quite the trip.
Let's take this thing overseas,
yeah, let's
Tom.
Go.
Yeah. That'd be fun. How you doing, Tom?
I'm doing real well, Neil. How are you doing there, sir?
We're doing great. Thank you for being on with us. And once again, you are putting a lot of time and effort into a really fun golf tournament for a great cause.
Yeah, well, we certainly appreciate all your support, too, helping us get the word out so that we get a full slate of golfers out at Edinburgh each year. This is our sixth year, so we're really, really pleased to continue to put these events on for the Minnesota Military Family Foundation.
Any idea how much money your tournament has raised through 5 years, Tom?
About $150,000.
Wow. That's a lot. That's a lot of money for our Minnesota military families. And for those listeners that may not know what the MMFF does, can you give us a quick synopsis of how they support our military?
Yeah, well, they provide immediate funding grants when a soldier is deployed, a troop is deployed. You know, what we fail to realize is many of these are two-income families or maybe even a one-income family, and all of a sudden a spouse ends up being deployed somewhere around the world. And, of course, Murphy's Law happens. Furnaces go out, cars don't work, rent payments need to be done, and these people have no place to turn. Well, now they do. They go to the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, and through the network, Military Precision, grants are vetted and approved, paid to vendors, and so those furnaces get turned on, the cars get fixed, and whatever family emergency gets handled. So that's what the Minnesota Military Family Foundation does.
This is an all-volunteer organization, folks. It really, really supports our deployed military personnel if their families have a financial crisis back home. That's the crux of what they do, as Tom mentioned. Now, for a day of fun, you tell me you are looking for like two more foursomes to fill you up on May 22nd on your golf tournament.
That is correct, and that date is Tuesday, May 22nd. We turn up the heater and melted the snow. Edinburgh is wide open, and actually the greens are green and the fairways are green, and it really looks sharp over there, sharp over at Edinburgh. It's a four-person scramble. The check-in time is 10:30. We have a shotgun start at 1 and then dinner to follow. The golfer fee is $150 per golfer, and that includes the green fees, cart, box lunch, dinner, and a goodie bag. So it's quite a deal to be able to play a world-class course like Edinburgh.
Oh, it is. It's a great time. It's a very fun tournament. Both Jim and I have played and participated in this event, and hope to do so again this year. So, folks, if you want to support a great cause and have a great day out on the golf course, this is a great way to do it on May 22nd. And you tell me they lost a few trees out there at Edinburgh, right?
Yeah, they really do. That ash borer is really, really affecting the course, and I believe there's over 180 trees on the front nine that have already been removed, and then they've got quite a few more in the back, so it's really a shame. They're going to try to treat some, but for the most part, the course look is going to be entirely different, and they'll have to replant some new ones and that sort of thing. But yeah, we've lost a lot on the front nine for sure.
Well, for guys like me who don't keep it in the fairway, I'm not saying this is a bad thing.
No. Yeah, but we did fill up the pond, so you got to watch those. So you take the trees away, we'll put water in the pond.
Right.
When Neil is golfing, trouble is never that far away.
Right, I managed to find it wherever it is. So, hey, how do they get in touch with you, or how can they sign up for this golf tournament?
Well, I would like to have them check on the our website, which is the www.mmffnorthwestgolf.org, and check the website there. I do need them to call my office, however, 952-541-9201, because we were so close to being full, we've actually shut the online registration down. So you can get me an email, you can give me a quick call, and we'll keep you posted.
Give me that phone number again, Tom, because I'm going to give that out a few more times today. 952-541-9201. And it's, if they want more information, they can get it off the website at mmffnorthwestgolf.org and then give you a call and get signed up.
That's correct. And even if they want to become a sponsor, we've got sponsorships, whole sponsors. We'll take all sorts of orders.
Sure, absolutely. Help support our Minnesota military families, folks, through this great golf tournament. Tom, you do a great job. Hey, thanks for again for being a part of our Minnesota Country Salute last year. We do appreciate your support there as well here at Bob FM. Great to have you on with us, Tom.
All right, thank you very much, and thanks to Bob FM for being a very, very loyal supporter of ours. Thank you.
You bet. See you, Tom.
See you, Tom.
Bye now.
All right,
there goes Tom Hoker with us here this morning. He's one of the good guys, Jim.